Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Good intentions, bad results is what happened over the weekend at Stagecoach. You know, it's a party out in the RV area, and it turns out there was a little mishap. Chad, not his real name, sent us a DM for today's DM dilemma saying that his friend was staying with him in his RV. His friend thought, hey, let me put the awning out, not realizing that it was super windy. As a result, it ended up breaking the awning, and now Chad is wondering, how do I get him to pay for it?
Text message coming in from the 909 says, well, it's not his RV, so he shouldn't touch anything. And if he does, he needs to ask first. So he needs to pay for it all, or we go halvesies on it. Which I'm like, okay, yes, one, I agree with that. If it's not yours, you don't touch. If it's my trailer, my RV,
right.
If you're going to go push buttons, tell me. Two, I would agree with going halvesies on it, but I need to know, if you were drunk and you're touching stuff, you're paying for all of it. You were not fully there.
Hey. See, I don't even agree with the halvesies on that. Like, if he would have said, hey, I'm going to put the awning out, any reasonable person with it being as windy as it was would have been like, don't.
Yeah.
Not a good idea to put the awning out. We're going to lose it. So if he just decided, even if it was with good intentions, like, you messed up.
Okay, let me give you this one because there's somebody who kind of sounds like that. 714 says, he was just trying to help. Even though it was windy out there, the sun was beaming down in the RV resort all weekend. He obviously didn't know it would break. I think it was just an accident, and you guys should give him some grace.
Okay, but if you didn't know that it would break, then you probably weren't smart enough to put the awning out in the first place. So don't mess with it.
That's true. Again, if it's not yours, don't touch it.
Crystal weighed in and said, you make it really easy. If you want to hit him up, you send him the repair quote.
Just,
hey, buddy, how's your Wednesday? By the way, here you go. 909 says, what I would do first is check with your insurance. Depending on the size of the damage, it could be anything from a few $100 to a few thousand. Accidents happen. I doubt it was intentional. Don't let it ruin your friendship.
No, I mean, that's most important. You don't want that to sever ties. But man, nothing really ruins your day like one of your possessions getting ruined.
Well, and it's awkward when money's involved, even if it was. Yeah, I get it. Good intentions, but you messed up. I feel like if I messed up something from my friends, I would offer to pay for it.
I would too, 100%.
And if he hasn't offered, I feel like that's also really awkward too. Heck no, I'm not taking the high road. I want you to pay for it. I think that's what Chad's getting at with today's DM dilemma. They were out at Stagecoach over the weekend, staying in the RV area. He had his friend staying in his RV. The friend decided, hey, I want to help out. I'm going to put the awning out. If you were at Stagecoach, you know how windy it was. And as a result, now the awning is broken. Anthony, I know you have an RV. If you were in this situation, if you were Chad, how would you handle it?
Oh, man. I mean, again, depending on the severity of how broken it is, I would like for him to just step up and say, dude, look, I'm sorry. I know I busted that. That was a dumb decision. Mm-hmm. Let me help out, whether it's with helping buy the part or just doing something. But you screwed up, man. Own up to it.
Well, and that's, I think, that's that what trips me out here is that he hasn't said anything, or at least Chad hasn't alluded that the friend's like, let me help pay for it, or what can I do? It's just kind of like, yeah, broke it.
And you got to think, too, if he's not really in the know about putting the awning out, odds are he's probably camping with these guys. He probably got to stay in that trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So you really need to step up.
Jenny in Moreno Valley, what would you say for today's DM dilemma?
I guess it depends on me. Was he there when his friend put it out, or did his friend just put it out on his own? If he was there, he should have told him, it's too windy, don't put it out.
Okay, yeah, if you witnessed it, you had a chance to stop it.
That's true, yeah, if he witnessed it, but two, he shouldn't have to, like, babysit all of his friends and make sure that they're going to go push buttons. Like, just don't go in there.
Yeah, but it's your trailer. When we invite people, it's our trailer. If something happens, it's on us.
Stephanie and Marietta, what would your advice for Chad be?
So we camp frequently, and we've been campers for a long time, and we've lost our awning a couple times to the wind. The good news is it's not that hard to fix by yourself, unless it's like a super high-tech, high-end, you know, electrical one. But maybe looking into YouTube and seeing what it takes to fix it themselves, and then asking his friend, hey, you want to come over and help me fix it next weekend, or whatever that is.
I like that.
That might save the friendship and get him invested in helping fix what he broke.
I like that's a happy compromise, and it doesn't sound too expensive if that'll actually fix the problem.
Right.
And you know what? If it doesn't fix the problem and he's there to see all the damage, that might trigger him to be like, hey, bro, I didn't realize I messed up this bad, if he's not an RV guy. And then maybe he will offer to pay for something.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree.
Okay. I like this from the 909. Says, regarding Chad's buddy, Mitch, he's named him now, Mitch. He's obviously a country fan, so he's probably listening to K-Frog right now. And he's probably figured out that he is a lame friend. Maybe Chad will be getting a phone call.
Mitch, come on, buddy. Step up.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.